Good afternoon.
Hey, Romeo, could you talk about your secondary? You know, the fact you've had all of them out at least one game, some more with injuries, and yet you guys still rank high in pass defense.
Well, you know what? I think that that says a little bit about the players in the room, that they're paying attention, even though that many of them are backups, that when they get an opportunity to go in, they've paid enough attention, got enough work in practice that they can go into the game and execute. And so we've been able to get that done. And so I think that, you know, the guys, their coaches, for one, have done a good job of giving them the information, teaching them the technique. Then when they go into the game, that allows them to use the technique and that knowledge to make plays.
What do you like about what Jadeveon Clowney's been able to do this year in terms of establishing himself as a full-time defensive end, and what can he still get better at?
Well, you know what? Ever since he's been relatively healthy, he's been able to make plays, and we knew that, you know, and that's why he was drafted, because he has that kind of ability. The first 2 years, he's banged up a little bit, and so we weren't able to see it. So now that he's been on the field, we're able to see his explosion, his length, his effort to the football, his playmaking ability, excuse me, and that's all that helps, you know, and we're glad that we have it.
In terms of just getting better, can his pass rushing repertoire, can it kind of
Sure. I think probably he can do some things better, you know, maybe develop a few more counter moves or something like that. But, you know, he is able to – he's able to win one-on-one on linemen a lot of times. And so sometimes if it's not broke, you don't necessarily need to fix it, you know.
Romeo, Vince has been around the block several times, obviously came up really large last Sunday. What can you tell us about the Vince that you see behind, you know, in the meeting rooms, and that maybe we're not seeing out here? And what do you appreciate about him?
Well, you know what, his experience. You know, Vince is a pro. He's been in the game a while. He knows schemes. He knows players. He knows how to defeat some things, you know, blocks and what he needs to do to win at the line of scrimmage. And then I think he's able to impart some of that information to the young guys that we have on this team. And so I think that he helps them in that way. And, you know, and having been in the league for the amount of time he's been in, he's seen a lot, different organizations, even though he's been primarily with one. But, you know, players talk to each other and they find out things. And so I think that information that he's gathered, you know, helps him and then can help some other guys as well. But I think probably Vince's first year when he came from Miami and they were a one-gap team and came to us and we were a two-gap team, and he decided at that time he was going to be a two-gap player to get on the field. And that let me know right then that he had the kind of focus that he needed to make it, and he's still playing.
Romeo, a lot of people around the country still judge Clowney just on sacks. They don't realize the way he's being used this year. Why is it traditionally the right defensive end in a 3-4 cannot get a lot of sacks like, say, you're playing the left side or outside linebacker? And I know you move him around, but just traditionally that position.
Well, you know, generally that position in our scheme, a lot of times we call it a grinder. He has to grind a little bit on the block. And so when you have to grind, you line up a little bit tighter to the guy. So when a pass shows, then you got to get to the edge, one edge or the other. And, you know, that fraction of a second that it takes to get to the edge can slow you down. Whereas some guys are able to rush when the ball is snapped. And then that fraction of a second, they don't have to get on the edge. They're already on the edge. And if they got the kind of ability they need, they can get to the quarterback and make a play. So a lot of times in the 3-4, the end, the right end is the one who does generate some pressure, but it might not be able to get all the sacks. Whereas if he were just coming off air or coming off the edge, already lined up on the edge, he could potentially get more sacks.
Romeo, you addressed Vince, the football player. About Vince, the person, you know, when he came into the NFL, he had experienced some personal tragedy fairly before he was drafted. Have you seen him grow as a person and a guy who pays it forward in the community?
Well, you know, I haven't been with Vince the amount of time that he's been early and late, you know. And I think that in between, what he's learned in between and his life experiences, you know, has made him the person that he is. And I think that he's genuinely a good person, you know, has a family, and he's a good family guy. And he tries to help in the community, do the things that, you know, that try to help other people. And I think that that's kind of who he is and has made him what he is.
It has nothing to do with his what he does on the football field, but no. You like seeing it when you see it in the guys that get the big picture, right?
Well, sure. I think we like seeing it in everybody, any person, you know, that they want to help somebody else, particularly if you've gotten a little bit more than if you can give back and help somebody else. I mean, generally, you're a pretty good person then.
When you got so many backups playing, how much do you have to adjust what you call, or do you just always call the same thing no matter who's at that position?
No, you know what? You have to kind of look and see what your guys can do, and we try to figure it out in practice a little bit, what kind of mistakes they make in practice, what kind of matchups that we anticipate in the course of the game, and then you have to adjust your calls if you got a guy who you don't think can hold up, you know, and then you try to help him by playing a different type coverage or calling a different type rush.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.